This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm a little bit sad today. It's not anything that you guys did. It's not anything that I did. It's not anything that Rob did. I'm just a little bit sad. Stephen A. Smith is going to be a guest star on Law & Order. I'm thrilled. I'm thinking, you know, for those of you that watch the Law & Order, you know, sometimes they have special guests. And they have like a prominent role on there. Mike Tyson, like, it's a big show. He's the one that gets murdered. That's not what I want. Rob, what's the point of having Stephen A. Smith on Law & Order if he's not going to be the one interacting with Olivia Benson? You were telling me that Ice-T is on this show and Stephen A. Smith is on this show and we're not going to get a chance to see them interact with each other? I don't want to see Stephen A. Smith get murdered right before we get the doom, 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 doom. I don't want that.
But do we know it's the beginning?
They said he gets murdered in this episode.
What if he's like a witness?
He gets murdered later.
Off? Yeah. What? It's, I mean, there's more than one death sometimes in these shows.
But a lot of times, though, what happens is somebody will just be having a great day. All of a sudden, next thing you know, there's this crime tape everywhere. And then they give you a little witty one-liner standing over the dead person's body. And then we get to the intro. We get to the theme song. I don't want that for Stephen A. I want to see Stephen A. Smith actually be on Law & Order.
Although, to be fair, we saw Stephen A. Smith act on, was it Days of Our Lives? Maybe we're good.
No, I want to see it. He had the little gold knot gun. Psoom, psoom. I don't know what he was doing over there. I
mean, that clip forever lives on the internet.
Yeah. I was watching TV a couple of days ago when Stephen A. Smith and Bill O'Reilly were talking about the presidency, and I'm like, yo, Stephen A. Smith, he everywhere. I don't know. I want to... The agent for Stephen A. Smith, he working harder than Steve. He be everywhere. I'm telling you, I watched. I don't know if you guys saw it or not. It was him. It was a bunch of other political people. I'm like, hey, all right, Stephen.
Well, that's because he's the candidate for president of the United States.
Oh, yeah. Might be the favorite. Might be the favorite.
That's. I don't think you're wrong. I don't think I'm happy with that result.
That's going to be crazy. One day he's going to do a presidential debate, and the next day he's going to talk about Michael Jordan and LeBron. That's how this works.
His political opponent is going to have an ad that says, and Kwame Brown, the City of Angels is celebrating because Kwame Brown is gone. And then he'll also have his political opponent have a cut that has him screaming, and he was on crack. That is a literal thing coming to your television in 2 years.
I can't wait, actually. That actually sounds like a lot of fun to me. I actually can't wait for that to happen. I really hope that we get a Stephen A. Smith political debate, like a serious one. I'll tune in. I don't even know what his political stance would be. Yes, I will absolutely turn in to watch Stephen A. Smith. All right, let's get back to serious sports things. We only got about 20, 25 minutes or so. Thank you so much for listening. This is The Drive. Carrington here, Rob here, taking you up until 5:30. One of the greatest things that you can sell is hype and anticipation. And if you can build it over time and then eventually deliver on the product, you're golden. I would say that baseball does a really good job of this. We've seen a couple of recent examples with the Royals. Now, Bobby Witt Jr., I'm going to put in a little bit of a different category. And the reason I'm putting him in this category is Bobby Witt Jr.'s first game was opening day. So there's no way to see, all right, this is the player that people have wanted to see, and we can one-to-one directly look at your boost in attendance and that people came out there with the sole reason of watching you play. Not like we can do with these other two players. So, Eric Hosmer, for those of you that have been Royals fans for a while, you remember, we talked about Eric Hosmer the way that we talk about Jack Caglione. He was the number one player in their prospect, top 10 pick. He was the most popular Royal that wasn't on the team. The game before Eric Hosmer's major league debut, the attendance was 11,130. For Eric Hosmer's debut, it was 30,000 people out at Kauffman Stadium. This same thing again happened with Zach Greinke. And if you remember, people talked about Zach Greinke like he had a chance to be a great major league player. They ended up being right. Zach Greinke, the day before his major league debut, it was 15,004 out at Kauffman Stadium. For Zach Greinke's debut, they got 30,000 people out there. The reason I bring this up is, I think we can admit this, sometimes the Royals struggle with attendance. Even for a team that is currently winning, they're 26th in attendance and they're getting less than 20,000 people out there. Now, this is not me getting on you guys about the attendance. It's perfectly fine. But my point is that the same way that they use Big Slick as a promotion, the same way that they will use the 2015 team as a promotion to get you to go out to the ballpark, they are holding a massive chip in their hand. It's Jack Caglione night at the K. They will play that at some point this season. If I had to guess, I think that Jack Caglione will be up at some point in August. It is enough time where you can have him get enough ABs to help you in the postseason. And usually when the kids start going back to school and football starts to take number one priority and people start talking less and less about the Royals, you know, the best thing that gets you back. I don't care what Patrick Mahomes is doing. For one day, he will take a backseat to somebody and he will take a backseat to Jack Caglione. And that is not a man who takes a backseat in this city to anybody. There's one person that can do it in August, and it's him. I know how this is going to play it out. He's having an incredible minor league start. He hit two home runs today for the first time in his professional career. He's hit eight home runs in less than 30 games. He's hitting over 320, has an on-base percentage of 400. He is possibly a major league ready player right now. Like, I don't question if you put Jack Caglione up here, could he hold his own and manage? I think he could do that. I think what the Royals are doing is the right way to play this for everybody. Let's let him continue to season and get ABs down in the minors. I think he'll probably finish out the month in AA. All right, let's have him go to Omaha for the summer. Hey, let's let him get 2 months in Omaha. He sells some tickets. He sells some jerseys. People go out to the stadium to see him play. It's great. Hey, come see the number one prospect because you might not get a lot of time to see him while he's here. And people will go see him. And then you know what happens? In August, probably middle of August, late August, when training camp kind of starts to take over, it's the number one story. Baseball's kind of getting pushed to the back burner. Man, we're going to pull out our biggest promotion yet. Mark this down, Rob. When Jack Caglione makes his major league debut, it will be the second most attended game this season behind opening day. It will be bigger than any celebration they have for the 2015 team. It will be bigger than any celebration that they have when it comes to a bobblehead, a jersey. It will be bigger than all of those things. It will be the biggest day at Kauffman Stadium this year that's not opening day. And that's a cheat code. It's the first game of the season. They will get 30 to 32,000 people out there, and it doesn't matter when they play that game. They could play it on a Thursday against the White Sox. Kansas City is going out there. I think you could argue right now that Caglione is one of the 10 most famous athletes in Kansas City, and he's never been here based on where he is. I mean, he's already third on the Royals, right? He's third on the Royals. Bobby Witt's one, Salvi's two, he's three, and he's never played for the Royals before. How many Chiefs people will we say at this point are bigger talking points, bigger lightning rods than him? Maybe three? I mean, two are for sure. Kelce and Mahomes. Maybe Chris Jones. He's a bigger talking point than every other Chiefs player at this point. So we're talking about he's top 10 and he's never been here. So you're telling me that we know how they play this. Hey, well, you know, Cags is coming up in a couple of days. Hey, get your tickets, get your tickets. It's going to be a massive windfall for everybody. That kills two birds with one stone. It gives the Royals a jolt and a player that we all want to see, and it will give him another 3-4 months down in the minor leagues to get ready. And you continue to get live pitching, continue to get him ABs, continue to get him opportunities. He gets 250, 300 at-bats at a minor league level. He continues to perform at this really high level, and then you call him up. And then he starts for the Royals every day for however long that's going to be. But that's what I'm guessing is going to happen with Jack Caglione. It's just, I don't think we're at that point, but at some point the Royals are going to have another swoon offensively. I don't know when it's going to be, but I don't think Mikel Garcia hits 330 all season. I don't think Drew Waters, he's hitting 364 during their win streak. You're going to need another jolt offensively. It's kind of hard to argue that the best jolt that they don't have in their entire minor league system is not their number one prospect, Jack.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Caglione.
The only thing, and I agree with you, from a purely business standpoint, you are correct. There's going to be a time in August or September where it might be picking a time. Let's say the Chiefs are playing in Brazil. It could be the Friday before Brazil, which usually on this show is, hey, full steam ahead. The roster's getting announced on Monday. College football's back. Bing, bang, boom. This show will be 4 hours of Jack Caglione. That week, Jack Caglione will be the talking point. The minute they announce, hey, Cag is coming up, his start date is X, it is going to be a topic on every show of every radio show, every TV show. Everything in town is going to be Cag-centric. It does not matter the win. I mean, last year we saw the Chiefs. The Royals were in a playoff game at the same time the Chiefs were playing. People were locked into the Royals. Now, playoff games are different than Cags, but the only thing that can affect your timeline, because that's the business side, is I think if he keeps outperforming the level, you might have to have him up earlier. He might force your hand. You might, if you're the business side of the Royals, whoever the Mark Donovan of the Royals is, I'm betting that person is telling them, yo, Carrington's plan's perfect. But if he keeps outperforming, and he is currently outperforming Double A, and he might be at a Double A soon, if he keeps forcing your hand, can you afford to wait for the business side to celebrate, or do you have to bring him up in June, July, ahead of August, and you have that day at the K earlier than you anticipate? Because it's just at a certain point, you can't keep holding him down. That might be the only thing that affects that plan, is his ability.
The two things that are the best things to have in sports, Number one is the superstar. The Royals and the Chiefs both have the superstar. I mean, the Chiefs have the superstars of all superstars right now. They have the best player in the National Football League. They also have one of the five best players in Major League Baseball. Like, you always want to have that guy. I would say the next best thing you can have is the prospect. What they have is the five-star recruit. They have Darren Peterson. You're really excited for this upcoming year, Rob. Why? It is the hope and anticipation of what Darren Peterson can be. If he is what they tell me he is going to be, he can be the best player in college basketball, and that excites me. And it builds anticipation for the season. You can't wait for the Champions Classic because you want to see him go up against the other top prospects and see if he's that guy. Is that not what the Royals have right now in Jack Caglione? Like, I'm looking at him. The guy dominated college baseball. He is dominating Double A baseball. If you were telling me that their lineup is going to be Jonathan India, Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny, Salvi, Mikel Garcia, Jack Caglione, like that's their lineup, you can really start to dream a little bit. Hey, maybe the Royals now have 6-7 guys they can count on offensively. Last year, they got eliminated because they just didn't have enough bats. They had like 1.5 bats in the postseason. What if this year they got 4 or 5 of them with this rotation, with this bullpen, with this pitching staff? What could we possibly do? It's the hope. It's the selling of what you could be. And right now, I don't know if there's a better thing they can sell you than Jack Caglione. He had an incredible day today.
I would say Darren Peterson, as your analogy, is a good one. But the Cags thing is unique because the Royals can sell you two things right now. The Royals are, what, 20-15, 20-16? They're 2.5, 3 games back of the division, the best division of baseball right now. They're a wild card team at the season end of the day. They can sell you on one side, hey, we're a winning ball club. Like, that is not a bad selling point. They're not the best ball club in baseball, but they're a winning ball club. They can sell the fans that we are winning because that's happening while simultaneously selling the hope. Last year, you know why people like me and other KU fans fell in love with Darren Peterson? It's because we couldn't believe the winning. We knew the winning was not a thing at Kansas last year. It was, okay, that's not a thing. I can't remember the timeline, but if I recall correctly from Missouri, they went 6-6 the year that Luther Burden had committed. They really can't sell the winning at that point. They can just sell the hope of this kid's coming. The Royals can sell you both right now. Hey, we are winning. Come to the ballpark. We have a good chance to win, especially when the White Sox are in town. We're definitely going to win those ones. That team's terrible. They can sell you the winning, and they can also sell you the hope of we're doing the winning and watch out for this. So Caglione's a unique experience because it's different than Darren Peterson. It's different than a five-star recruit. It's different because they're doing the winning, and now they can add him in the fold later. They can sell you two different ways.
Text line 913-586-7965. Someone says, hey, I'm a diehard Royals fan, so I don't mean this negative. Are we jumping the gun because he's dominating Double-A pitching? Now, I understand this is different because Bobby Witt Jr. was a high school player and Jack Caglione was not a high school player. I mean, in Double-A, Bobby Witt Jr. hit 16 home runs, 51 RBIs, hit 295, and had a 369 on-base percentage. So, like, Bobby Witt, at 21 years old, was really, really good in the minors. Right now, at Double-A, the same level, Jack Caglione has 8 home runs, has 31 RBIs. He is hitting 330 right now with a 406 on-base percentage. In 30 games, he is performing better at this level than Bobby Witt Jr. was. Now, is he going to be the same player, same prospect? I'm not saying any of that. But I'm just saying is, I'm telling you that the way it is trending right now, I would find it very hard to believe that their plan is to keep him down there for an entire season. Now, maybe that's what they do. But I also think you just have to say, like, he just played more higher level baseball than Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby didn't go to college. Like, he got his crash course in the minors. Jack played college at a really high level, was one of the best players in college baseball, and has made a pretty seamless transition to the minor leagues and is one of the best players in minor league baseball, period. So I just think he's, at this point, a little bit further along than where Bobby Witt Jr. is because of those things. All right, Rob, we don't have a whole lot of time left. We do got a little bit of time to do the hits, though.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home. and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
KHSR's hits are brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Well, it is a staple. It's tried and true. It is something that happens basically every May. Tyreek Hill starts talking. I assume the podcast is coming back. I assume this is Tyreek Hill's most successful season, May. He recently was asked who his top five quarterbacks in the NFL are, and it seems like he's changed his tune on one specific player.
Said, could I rank my top five quarterbacks? Lamar, Josh, Pat, obviously. No, this is no order, by the way. Baker Mayfield and Joe B. Joe Shiesty, too.
Putting aside the fact that he doesn't have his own quarterback in the top five, which is mind-boggling to me, considering he throws the best deep ball in the history of the NFL.
I just don't even know why you would do that list unprompted if it wasn't going to include your quarterback. Which is only going to cause more questions of, well, why is Tua not on the list? Like, if somebody was like, hey, give me your top five radio producers in the city. If I don't include Rob, you guys wouldn't think, hey, that's a little funny. Ain't that your man? Like, don't y'all work together? Like, Baker, it'd be one thing if he said, well, you know, I'm going to take Jalen Hurts because he's won a ring. That would make sense to me. Or Jared Goff because he's going to the Super Bowl. Baker Mayfield? Crazy.
I don't know, man. If you put out a tweet, it's like top five radio producers in the city, and I'm unlisted. I feel away. I'd be like, wait a second.
Of course. How could you not feel away? It doesn't make any sense. Wait, that guy does the same job I do. Why do you think that guy's better than me?
If you're like, you know what, Quentin Morris, killing it. I'd be like, hold up.
Why Quentin got to catch that? That's crazy.
He's doing a good job over there. But if he was top five and I was nine on your list, I would feel away.
That's crazy, man.
Beyond Tua's nonsense about Tyreek's nonsense about not putting his own quarterback on the list.
Both of them probably on nonsense.
Probably. Are you not surprised about his top five, but who would you have at five? Because I'm guessing those four are the obvious. You probably wouldn't carry a Baker Mayfield, but who does come in at number five?
I like Baker, though. I do like Baker. I think that Jared Goff is the fifth best quarterback in the league. I think the top four are undeniable. And I think that Jared Goff's the fifth best quarterback in the league. That feels like the right answer to me.
I agree.
I'm still holding off for a healthy Matthew Stafford, though.
Oh, yeah, because at 38, people are in the prime of their lives.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. I like a healthy Matthew Stafford. Like, tomorrow, if you were telling me, I need one quarterback to win a game.
Please don't say that. Don't say it's Matthew Stafford.
I'm saying out of that list, not the top four list.
Yeah, I know. Please tell me you're still not picking Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, Stafford might be number one on that list out of the other guy. Okay, I'm saying is there's no Mahomes, there's no Allen, there's the undeniable fantastic four. Yes, I think Matthew Stafford gives me a better chance to win than CJ Stroud does. I'd rather have Matthew Stafford than have Jaden Daniels if those are my picks. Yes, I'd rather have Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford was so, as the kids were saying, mid last year. He had Patrick Mahomes was, someone in the text line earlier said it was.
They had the same passer rating last year, Matthew Stafford and Patrick Mahomes.
He threw for
did.
Less yards than Mahomes and less touchdowns. He was just, I know Alex Smith catches a lot of strays as being just generic run-of-the-mill quarterback. His stat line was very 2013 Alex Smithian.
Yeah, because all his guys were hurt all year. He didn't have nobody last year.
Supposedly he has the greatest offensive mind in the NFL at head coach.
They got Puka Nacua for a little bit. He got Cooper Kupp for a little bit, but I'm still riding with Matthew Stafford. I don't care what you say. I will be 40, unmoved.
He's 46 years old. Has
I will
Tommy
be
John.
Unmoved off my Matthew Stafford support is what I will be. I'll be unmoved off my support.
You think Clayton Kershaw's the best pitcher in Major League Baseball?
No.
He's old, also had arm issues.
Cole Reagans is the best pitcher in baseball. Would you argue that? All right, before we get out of here, the White Sox have not beaten the Royals since April 17th of 2024. April 17th. I just want to give you guys just an idea of how long that's been. Puffy was still free the last time that the White Sox beat the Royals. He was still free. He has been in jail since then, and his trial has started since then. I'm serious. Rihanna had a kid and is now pregnant again with another kid since the last time that the White Sox have beaten the Royals. Like, if there's one thing I know the Royals can do, it is beat up on the White Sox. I mean, they just, every night, they're going to do it again today. White Sox might not score again. I just wanted to give you guys that stat. I got more, but the music is playing, so that means I got to go.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.